What's happening locally? The news.
Let us take this morning's look, our Friday morning look, some of those stories here in the local news in the Republic of Panama. The Supreme Court of Justice admitted an amparo of constitutional guarantees presented by the Director of the National Decentralization Authority, the AND. This is Edward Mosley Barra. This is against the decision of the administration attorney to initiate an investigation for the alleged deviations of millions of dollars in funds to community boards controlled by members of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. In a distribution of files held on May the 29th, the AMPRO was left on the office of Judge Ariande Maribel Garcia Angulo. The action halts the investigation led by prosecutor Rigoberto Gonzalez until the Supreme Court resolves the AMPRO, explained lawyer Ernesto Cedeño, who filed the complaint for the alleged irregularities in the use of public funds. In this complaint, Cedeño requested that the conduct of the officials who made the use of said funds viable, which are distributed outside the mechanisms provided provided in the decentralization law, be investigated. The distribution of funds coincides with the internal political campaigns of various parties. Mosley Barra points out in the AMPRO presented through the lawyer Angel Alvarez that the administration attorney lacks the competence to manage or initiate primary investigations and demand explanatory reports on complaints and complaints against public officials. In his defense, Attorney Gonzalez pointed out that multiple rulings of the plenary session of the Third Chamber of the Supreme Court have recognized both the constitutional attribution and the legal attribution that the administration attorney's office maintains to investigate in the administrative spheres, officials with command and jurisdiction. It is clear that we are not exercising judgment or sanctioning powers, as is attempted to be stated in the document presented. This is the AMPRO. Since the purpose of the protected resolution is to clarify the facts and then refer them to the competent authority, said Gonzalez. Well, last week, Prosecutor Gonzalez was preparing to start the investigations by requesting the respective explanatory reports from the authorities, specifically from Mosley Ibarra, director of the AND, Controller Gerardo Solis, and Ministers Hector Alexander from the Ministry of Economy and Finance, and Jose Simpson from the Presidency. An investigation published by the La Prensa newspaper revealed that in the last 3 years, the Decentralization Authority ordered payments of $202.4 million to 475 of the 679 community boards in the country, outside the scheme established by law, with the Corrientes and representatives of the ruling PRD, who take most of the money, thus increasing the funds in 2022 and 2023 during campaign times. Ibarra has refused to report which are the local governments to which resources have been transferred, how many millions there are, and what is the criteria for delivering the millions. What is known so far is precisely due to the journalistic investigation of La Prensa. In the middle of a rainy morning, dump truck drivers closed several points in the capital city, such as Balboa and Centenario Avenues, as well as the Cinta Costera, which caused chaos in vehicular traffic and the subsequent intervention of the police. It was reported that the protest allegedly occurred due to claims to the government for an online quotation for the hiring of equipment carried out by the Urban Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD. Well, in a statement, the AAUD referred to this act of listing online as part of the restructuring of a new management model. It is specified that this will allow the establishment of schedules and frequencies of waste collection. The National Police, with crowd control agents, reported that they proceeded to clear the road near the vicinity of the seafood market. It was reported that some 30 dump trucks were blocking the way to the Cinta Costera and Avenida Balboa. In addition, the apprehension of 25 drivers was reported, who were placed under the orders of the competent authorities. The director of the National Police, John Durheim, confirmed that some 25 people were brought before the Justice of the Peace of the Caledonia Corrimiento for these closures. We cannot allow a few to affect the free movement of the vast majority who go to schools, jobs, hospitals and different places, said Durheim. Thousands of drivers were trapped in the roadblock in different sectors. Those who moved to the capital city from the province of Panama Oeste could not do so either by the Centennial Bridge or by the Bridge of the Americas. After 2 hours, vehicular traffic began to slowly return to normal in the sectors most affected by the closures. In the second half of December of 2010, $43.9 million moved from a handful of natural persons and from more than a dozen legal persons towards a scheme of opacity, manipulation and deception called New Business. To make these financial transactions, frontmen were used, fictitious contracts were created, and a web of bank transactions was created with the intention of buying a communication medium, Editora Panama America, S.A., IPASA. The timing of the transaction was not accidental. That year, 2010, the Supreme Court of Justice had bowed to power to oust the then Attorney General of the nation, Ana Matilde Gomez. The Comptroller General of the Republic was in the hands of what had been an employee of the supermarket chain owned by the then President of the Republic. The Financial Analysts Unit, which should have detected the suspicious movements of those funds transferred in December of 2010, was in the hands of a person, Emma Reyes, who was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the crime of embezzlement on May the 16th. In turn, Ignacio Fabrega, a senior official of the superintendence of the stock market, in the government of the main defendant, was sentenced on September the 3rd of 2015 to 5 years in prison for having provided privileged information to the Financial Pacific Brokerage House, one of the companies that participated in the New Business basket. A subordinate of Fabrega, Vernon Ramos, was investigating that brokerage firm when he disappeared on November the 15th of 2012. Thus, with our control institutions and with corrupt or weakened supervisory bodies, the entire country became a business. The use of basket companies was repeated in the Blue Apple case and, of course, in Odebrecht. It is very possible that this successful model of corruption was repeated in other instances as well, but we'll never know, since corrupt businessmen and their facilitators tend to be very discreet. The parade of high-flying businessmen as collaborators of the prosecution and that of lawyers, bankers and frontmen as part of the defence witnesses has a strong flavour of Panama Papers. The participating banks did not ask enough questions, and it seems that everyone was happy with the fact that an overdrawn company one day ended up in the black with more than $30 million in 15 days. The trial of the New Business scandal gives Panamanian society an image typical of a magnetic resonance of how business is done in this country. If very powerful businessmen, highly permissive banks and corporate structures designed for opacity are combined, the mix is truly explosive, and in the hands of a corrupt politician they become a weapon of mass destruction of democracy and the rule of law. 11 licenses for logging in forests in the Panamanian province of Darien were suspended after verifying the existence of illegal logging inside and outside the areas given in concession, the Ministry of Environment reported on Thursday. This environmental protection measure was ordered by a guaranteed judge after complaints filed for actions of devastation in the communities of Tamaganti, Papanati and Cochino in the village of Yape in the district of Pinogana in the Darien, a province on the border with Colombia. In a tour of these areas, the Ministry of the Environment established the existence of illegal logging inside and outside the permits granted in the sector of Pinogana. A report in this regard was sent to the Deputy Prosecutor for Environmental Crimes, which began a process to determine the commission of the crimes, added the Environmental Office in a public statement. The forest exploitation license is in the power that the state grants to individuals or legal entities so that at their own risk and expense, They carry out sustainable exploitation of forest resources, including woods, seeds, resins, gums and other non-timber products on land, private property covered with forests. The one known as the Darien Strait in Panama is one of the five great forests of Central America, together with the Maya Forest, which occupies parts of Mexico, Guatemala and Belize, the Mosquitia in Honduras and Nicaragua, the Indo-Maiza Tortuguero National Park in Nicaragua and Costa Rica, and of course the Amistad International Park in Costa Rica and Panama. This forest, which occupies 80% of the surface of the province of Darien, has been affected for years by deforestation due to the extension of the agricultural and livestock frontier and by illegal logging, according to official data. And that's it. There we go. There's a look. Those were a few of the things, just a few of the things in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.